Thursday, September 21st. The world is supposed to end on Saturday, and Saturday is also supposed to be the best day of my life. So, I don't know what's going to happen. Hit the music.
And now, the moment you've all been waiting for. He was a high school All-American, a college All-American. He was All-Pro in the NFL. But the thing that he's most proud of is during his show in Muncie, Indiana, he made a woman in the crowd laugh so hard she shit her pants. Ladies and gentlemen, Pat McAfee!
Hello, hello. Thank you so much for spending some time with us. It is Thursday, September 21st. It's a great day. It's a beautiful day. It's like 90 degrees outside in Indianapolis. The summer has returned. It's always nice to get a little Native American summer, I believe is what it's called. Around the room, I have a great group of people with me. At Tactical Digs, how are you, buddy?
Good. If the world ends Saturday, say like 11:30 p.m., mm-hmm. not a bad thing. You'll just walk off. You just hit a home run and walk off.
Yeah, if it's at the end of the day.
Yeah.
But if mm-hmm. if the world ends before, let's say, like 5 o'clock Central Time, I die in Iowa doing...
No one wants to...
I don't mind dying in Iowa, but I've done nothing fucking,
but nobody
Iowa.
Wants to die on the road.
Yeah, you know what I mean? I would rather just fucking die in my bed.
But it's a known thing that when worlds end, they always end at the end of that day.
Yeah, yeah, always. Yeah.
You can't
always.
End you get, the world on a new day.
No.
Yeah. I agree.
I hope not.
Yeah.
And there's going to be...
I hope not. I hope it comes at night.
So
I
much really popcorn do. Everywhere.
Yeah. What's that?
In Iowa. Like, because I assume when the world ends, it gets really hot and all that fucking cornfields are just going to pop and shit. That's what I picture.
You think all corn pops in the popcorn?
It doesn't.
No. It's popcorn.
You're a fucking idiot.
If the world ends during the show in Lafayette, we need to change the intro to, he made the crowd laugh so hard, the world ended.
That was at the Jeff Vibbert from behind the glass. I respect that a lot. Vibbs, how's life with you, buddy?
Fantastic. I feel like my allergies are gone almost, so I'm feeling like a new man.
Yeah, like what happened there? Like you did a Things You Missed from your couch, and you were shirtless, then you exposed your breasts, and you said you were sick. Like allergies make you like homesick, like that type of thing?
They don't. It doesn't register as a fever, but it just makes you feel like you have the flu, achy and just awful.
Well, I'm very excited that I don't have these allergies.
It's the worst. Allergies.
Yeah, it sounds like a fucking nightmare. You were laid up, like real life laid up. And then Nick came in here the other day, at Nick Marotto, bundled up, ready for fucking snow. He was ready to go. And it's all because of allergies, huh?
I was struggling. I'm back, though. I'm good now.
Is that all winter, or is it just this time of year?
It's a week in the fall and a week in the spring. Mm-hmm.
So season change. Seasonal change. Triggers your allergies.
That's at Todd McComas thinking deep right there.
We want to welcome Dr. McComas to the show.
At Sean Latham, $20 chef. Great, great meal was cooked last night on $20 chef, actually. It was a brunch, wasn't it? You were wearing a pink button up. You had your hair cut for it. Your beard mm-hmm. was looking nice. You took the crew to lunch or brunch right there. I appreciated it immensely.
Yeah, guys, it's just a really solid excuse to drink a mimosa in the middle of the afternoon at work.
Drinking at work right in the middle of the day there because it was $20 chef. I mean, it was actual work.
Well, I mean, we try to create a legitimate
was
environment.
Five bottles of champagne needed that?
Well, it's a big episode. you know, it's our real. It's a real gear shifter. This brunch is a celebration, friends.
Yeah, absolutely. You know? Brunch is incredible.
Brunch is a celebration.
And $20 chef put it together. Put it down last night. You should check that out. What's going on in the world, Diggs? Anything special?
I got a couple sports stories that are a little off the wall.
Off the wall.
So, did you know all the quarterbacks that were always on your team?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I think so.
Well, Joe Thomas, who just had his 10,000 snap.
Straight. Consecutive, which is amazing.
Consecutive. Mm-hmm. Had an interview this week, and he said, I've been in the huddle one time when a quarterback came in and I did not know who he was and I had to shake his hand and introduce myself in the huddle.
That's hilarious.
The most Cleveland Browns thing that's ever happened to that organization.
That is awesome. How about Joe Thomas having the awareness to know that this is a hilarious situation?
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to make it even better. I'm going to introduce myself so I can tell this story later because this is a very Browns thing. But I bet you did a great job. He probably made the Pro Bowl that year, said year that he didn't even know.
I think
know
he has every year, right?
But it's interesting because if you bring in a guy midweek, he's just with the quarterbacks, quarterback coaches. Whenever the team gets together, the offensive lineman's getting yelled at by the offensive line coach. So they're not really – they might not be around each other. But that is – you would think at the night before maybe in the offensive meeting where everybody comes together and be like, this is our plan tomorrow. We're going to have a good time. Like if said quarterback gets hurt, old buddy's going to come in. He's ready to go. And if he gets hurt, old buddy's coming in. They didn't even do that. Joe Thomas was like, yeah, never fucking heard of this guy. Night before the meeting, they didn't say this guy was on our team or anything. Joe Thomas.
You think he saw him and he's just like, we're fucked. I mean,
Joe Thomas watches the punter come into the huddle. We are fucked. Good for Joe Thomas, though. How are you that good for that long on that terrible of a team and not lose your mind?
Right?
Get money.
He does.
Get money.
There's a lot more to it than that, though. It's a miserable workplace.
He just has to have a great personality, I assume.
I mean, he drinks bourbon on a pretty regular basis, it sounds like. He's got a family, kids. He lived in Cleveland for this long. Maybe he has a good out.
He had some pretty funny tweets recently. I can't think of what they are off the top of my head. Can you remember?
He was the first offensive lineman of all time.
Yeah, I saw that. I remember that one.
One of the graphics. Like, you know, by the way, after watching football games, the graphics aren't as impressive as I thought they were going to be.
They're changed. They've simplified them.
They're getting very base. They're getting internet-ish almost now. Like back in the day, Fox would always have like crazy shit going on.
The robot?
They have that fucking they still got it, but then the graphics are just basic. And they accidentally put, for Joe Thomas, first offensive lineman of all time. And he ran with his Twitter bio right now says first offensive lineman of all time. And it has that photo. It's incredible.
He's been dropping some gems lately. Was he always that funny or is it just a recent
thing? I think he's hit the point of his career where he's just like, fuck it.
Yeah, because I think for a while you're just quiet because you don't want to interrupt anything. You're just an offensive lineman. That's kind of all offensive linemen have, like the no attention for me is good attention mindset. And then I think he has just hit the point where he's
He also spoke up yesterday about Zeke needs to learn how to lose. So he's all over the media right now.
Who? Joe Thomas said Zeke
needs to learn how to lose.
Yeah. Take it from Joe Thomas. Joe Thomas is like, listen here, Zeke. This is the real world for some people.
It adds character. For losing.
For one guy, you had to sit here for 12 years, just get my ass kicked in. All right, Zeke, you'll figure it out. That video of Zeke giving up on that play.
Yeah.
That's not a good look for him right
not
now.
Not a great look.
Whenever the entire country is wondering about what you're doing with your personal life, and then on the field you just go ahead and quit. That's an interesting thing in the middle of a play.
It's like pouting.
Huge.
You can't pout.
But now, granted, he's never going to catch that guy. That guy's going the complete opposite. There's a lot of shit in baseball that I think is very dumb and in football. And stuff. Like in baseball, whenever they hit one and they know they're going to get gunned out in first, if the guy doesn't run his hardest, everybody's like, oh, he gave up on the play. No, he's just... I'm not going to make it. I mean, what are we doing here? But you can't do it. You're getting paid to run that out. You're getting paid to chase an interception down, even though there's zero chance of you getting the guy.
But a mistake can also be made or an error. Mm-hmm. Like when I'm playing softball in a very important drinking softball
he's
league.
Right. He's right here.
If could somebody be an overthrow. Hits it.
Can I please say this? That if you're in a drunk softball league or in Sean Latham's softball league, you should run out every fucking
There's
hit.
No one in those leagues who don't run that out.
Oh, Pino, we had a guy last season. He's on the new team. He used to piss me off because people would mess up and they can still fix it and come get him. He was walking. I'm like, if you don't run to first, you're not on this team anymore.
You agree, though. Beer league softball in MLB is a little bit different.
But I'm going to be real honest. There were some scouts from MLB in my last game.
Yeah?
They're thinking about doing an expansion team in Indianapolis. They want me to head it.
We already have a team here, but they're thinking about moving that thing up to...
Professional. The Indianapolis...
To the league. Welcome to the league, fam.
Major League Baseball has been in contact with me.
That's why you've been showing out, running out everything that's hit down the line.
I went yard 2 games ago. Let's go, buddy.
Yo, listen how selfish this dude is.
What's that?
So in beer league softball, you're only allowed to hit one home run an inning per team.
Yep, or it's an out.
No, one home run a game.
Or it's an out.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
Is it a plus one or just one in general?
So in that league, it's just one and done.
But
and done.
Some beer league, matching, beer league, there's like plus one. So if you hit one, they hit one, you're back to even. You can hit another one.
Correct.
Like that type of thing, right?
So
I've done some beer league softball research.
The dude before Sean, Jack's one. Sean steps up to the plate. He goes, I don't give a fuck. I'm feeling good today. Just goes yard.
Dumb.
I'm going yard. And then they're like, dude, you're out.
Out?
Yeah. No, yeah, but I was like coming around first. I'm like, I don't give a fuck.
He ran the bases.
I've been waiting all season for this.
That's not a home run, though. That was an out.
The ball went from my bat
hey.
Over the fence out into the parking lot.
Yeah. It's just a long out, cuz.
It's a long out.
You know what, though? Who else is hitting home those best outs? I need to because I've seen maybe four home runs in this league since I've been playing for the last year and a half.
So you have the longest out in that league's history. You deserve some fucking respect.
Yeah, I'm running it out. I earned that home run.
What was the reaction on the field whenever you decided to run out and out?
Whenever they yelled, you're out, bro, and I yelled out, I don't give a fuck, as loud as possible. Huge laugh, both teams.
Oh, tough crowd, too, there at that moment, because it does get competitive there. Have you ever wondered how NASCAR's top drivers get ready for race day, Sean?
I was running around the bases wondering that.
I remember you said that because I heard they said, hey, you're out, bro. And you said, I'm running, I'm lapping it out. And how do the NASCAR drivers like get ready for race day?
First thing I thought.
Then buckle up for Road to Race Day, the groundbreaking new series that goes behind the scenes with Hendrick Motorsports. Road to Race Day is now streaming on go90.show/barstool. That's go90.show/barstool. Check out everything that happens behind the scenes at NASCAR. This is a multi-million-dollar operation that has about 400 to 500 different moving parts, and it's a very fascinating thing. I think you should check it out. go90.show/barstool. That's where you go. Road to Race Day is what you're checking out. It's a beautiful thing. I think I can't wait to watch it. I think, Sean, you watched it last night, right?
Oh, yeah. It was wonderful.
You liked it a lot?
I really, really, really enjoyed it. Being able to get in there, get in behind those scenes, really see what's happening. You know what I mean?
Yeah. You always said, I like to get in between them sheets and in between them scenes. That's what you always said.
That's what I'm in between. That's it.
Yeah. You like to get behind them.
Nah, I don't want to get caught up.
No, never, never, guys. I appreciate that. What else going on in sports world, Diggs?
Second question about your professional NFL career. Worst college, have you ever had a teammate go AWOL?
Yeah, I had a teammate disappear. I think I talked about that with maybe it was on the Laces Out show. I had a teammate. It was before a bowl game. He was doing some drug, got laced with something, went into a bad trip, disappeared for like 5 days. We lost him.
Wow.
Had no idea where he was.
Well, Lawrence Timmons did that on Sunday with the Dolphins in San Diego, and now the team has suspended him indefinitely.
The guy that I'm talking about wasn't a player. He wasn't going to be on the field. Mm-hmm. He was just on the team. He wasn't going to play. So nobody noticed because it wasn't a big deal.
So he wasn't the starting middle linebacker.
So he wasn't like a stud play. This dude, Lawrence Timmons, just got up and walked, said, you know what? I'm here, but not really.
Me and Sean were discussing a theory earlier. He was in Cali, so maybe he had some edibles or he had some shrooms, and him and Vinny and Turtle and the gang, they went to Joshua Tree figure some shit out.
Can't do that. You think he took mushrooms with Ari and all them?
Yeah, they went to Joshua Tree and they figured out that if they were going to be in that puppy movie.
I wonder if drugs were involved in this at all. Has to, right?
Are we ruling out alien abduction?
No, we never rule out alien abduction.
And we won't rule it out.
I mean, if you go to Northern California, that's where all alien abductions
that's
happen.
That's true.
And Bigfoot's up there, too.
Yeah,
Northern Pacific up there.
Also amazing, there's a lot of strawberries up there. There's a lot of great weed. I mean, Northern California, lettuce, cherries, garlic. Let's go.
It's ironic.
Northern California is doing okay.
Yeah. It's ironic the place where you have the most hallucinogenic drugs available to you is also the place where there's the most alien abduction. I was in the spaceship. I don't know what happened.
How come it is never said that these alien abduction guys could possibly be on some hallucinogens?
Right. Oh, you mean like Roswell, New Mexico, the place where fucking there's nothing to do in the world?
Now, let's talk about this. Do you think the aliens are going to go to super populated areas? No.
Yo, I would show off.
That's why you're not an alien.
Well, this also, we have to understand the level of intelligence of these aliens to know that Northern California is the hot spot for hallucinogenic drugs.
Why
not
have
go
fun
there
and use the drugs?
And that way you get a huge lap in credibility on their side. It's
hiding in plain sight.
Has anyone here been to the Redwood Forest?
Yes.
No.
I want to go so bad and walk through trees.
Keep chopping.
It's pretty amazing.
What?
Keep chopping.
Yeah.
We're just going to keep chopping. We keep chopping, but it seems as if it's a fucking redwood. It seems as if this tree is never going to fall.
You can drive cars through them.
Yeah, I've heard they're gigantic. I heard they're like a bridge.
Paul Bunyan is literally the only dude who could chop those things down.
Speaking of, I think he got like too much credit there for a while.
Why?
If he had that much strength, why are we just chopping down trees? Let's do something else.
Because he's a blue-collar guy.
Yeah, but blue-collar guys do a lot of things these days.
He's a lumberjack.
I'm over it, though.
That was like the best thing you could do back then.
That's just
chop trees.
That's the problem is that
now all they had.
Big guys are doing jobs they shouldn't be doing.
Like what?
Fucking, how about being a barista? Mm-hmm. You're 6'8", bro. Go chop something down. That's the problem. Back in the day, you had to chop.
I had a theory for a long time that if you're 6 foot 10 or taller and you didn't play in the NBA, you have a terrible work ethic.
Yeah, probably. Probably.
Roy Hibbert ran up and down the court and did nothing. Yeah. Just stood there with his arms up. Every once in a while, made a three-point shot out of nowhere, like just like literally like it was a trick shot. Like every time Roy Hibbert shot a three-pointer, it went in. People celebrated like it was that dude perfect, like it was a trick shot. And you don't have to do anything. You just have to be 7 foot tall. There's a couple of bouncers I've run into that are like 7 foot tall, and I'm just like, yo, I know if things was to get real crazy in here, you wouldn't do shit. You got a lot of quit in you. I know that. You're supposed to be in the NBA, bro. You are 7 foot tall.
Or that, playing overseas or something.
Something. There is a professional basket. You just got to stand up with your arms up.
Care to guess Roy Absolutely. Hibbert's career three point percentage?
I'm going to say 27%.
25%.
Nice.
Oddly close.
Wow.
Out of me. Oddly close out of me.
I played Boys and Girls Club basketball with this kid. He was like 6'8", this thick ass Mexican dude. And he
six foot eight Mexican? This is like the Yao Ming
jump,
of Mexico?
Bro. He couldn't jump to save his life. He could barely dunk, right? One day we're playing some dope ass team in Phoenix. He's backing up under the hoop. This little dude comes running around, crosses up, and just jumps out of the gym. Wham! Yanks on him. The whole goal goes crooked. This guy's like just hanging on top of him. Our whole team's on the ground laughing.
Muggsy Bogues?
Dude could never. He never came back from that.
So now he's a bouncer.
Now he's a bouncer.
Hey, week one is in the books, and also week two. But it's not too late to get closer to the game you love with DraftKings 1 Week Fantasy Football. This Sunday, DraftKings is hosting a $100,000 pick'em contest that is totally free. Once again, that is a
$100,000
pick'em contest that is totally free to enter. Pick'em is the newest way to play 1 Week Fantasy Football. Drafting your team is faster than ever. What do I like? What do I like?
Simplicity.
What else do I like?
100,000.
I like money a lot because I like spending money a lot. Mm-hmm. I don't really respect money as much as I like to just spend it and have a good time with it. You know?
That's fair.
Yeah.
That's a fair statement.
Yeah, man.
It's more fun.
Well, you're a big respect guy.
Laugh more, hate less, work hard, cash checks. That's all I say. Yeah. You know what I mean? I've always said that. It's kind of my thought. But I like things to be fast. I like things fast. I like things now. Mm-hmm. I like it simple, and I like it now. Cornhole. Ball, little bag into the hole. Bang, bang, bang. Let's go. Let's get it over with. Well, DraftKings is now faster than ever. DraftKings has organized players into 8 tiers. All you have to do is select one player from each tier. Not a lot of thinking. Keep it moving. It goes quick. Choose between public contests with big cash prizes or private contests where you can talk shit with your friends. DraftKings also has beginner and casual contests where you'll play against people of similar skill level. The best part is you get to draft a new team each week without any commitment. Diggs, how do you feel about commitment?
Hate it.
So get to DraftKings.com now and use promo code America to play in DraftKings free contest with $100,000 in total prizes this Sunday. That's promo code America, the greatest country on earth. Promo code America to compete for your share of
$100,000
in total prizes. The contest is totally free. Why wouldn't you try? Why wouldn't you try? DraftKings, the game inside the game. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details. I'm really enjoying fantasy football. But boy, it's a lot of effort too. That's why I like DraftKings making it much quicker. Mm-hmm. I don't have to think about shit. Just bang, bang, bang. I think you're going to have a good game, aren't you, Chris Hogan? Yep. White guy in New England. One white guy goes down, another white guy comes back up in New England. I need the basic, hardworking, smart wide receiver up there. I thought Chris Hogan was going to do well, and he is. He's starting to showcase. Yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. Anything else going on in sports world, Dick?
Tonight we have another classic Thursday night game. Rams. Niners.
This goddamn game sounds like a nightmare.
It's color rush, so that's exciting for a quarter.
Yeah, what does that mean?
It means, like, I assume the Rams are away, so they'll do all white, and the Niners are home, they'll do, like, all red.
You didn't participate in one? You didn't get color rush jerseys, right? The Colts did not.
It's not the Colts. We don't do that.
Yeah.
I think you're the only team in the league that didn't color rush.
We don't do that at the Colts.
I hope San Francisco rocks those black ones then.
Oh, dude, they're so awesome.
I'm not a 49ers fan, but that black uni looks raw.
Yeah, it's fresh.
It's going to be tough, though. San Fran, it's right across the bay from Oakland, right? You can't wear all black.
No, they've done it.
Yeah, but they black and gold. They're black and red. They're not black and silver.
Were you guys legitimately given a reason why you wouldn't participate in color rush jerseys?
Because that's not what the Colts do. We don't do that.
Oh, some of the most historic franchises in the history of the league.
Literally
the
everyone
who have never updated their jerseys in 50-some years have participated. I was just curious.
Well, that's not what the Colts do. So, just,
like the Cowboys participated, the Steelers participated, the Packers participated.
Not to mention that new merch you can just unload right there.
But it's not what the Colts do. So. And I think every player is like allowed to keep their helmet and shit for that color rush game.
Probably.
You're allowed to keep your uniform and everything. It's like a cool moment for a lot of people.
Aww.
Yeah, no. $250 a jersey if I want mine, cuz. Home and away. One white one, one blue one. That's it. Have a good one. Hang it up in your apartment, in your house. That's all. If you want more to give away, can't do it. Go to China. That's the way we operate. It's fucking, it's hard to get those jerseys, guys.
Yeah.
That was my favorite when people would ask, hey, would you be able to, would you think Pat would give me one of his jerseys? I'm like, yeah, $250.
Yeah, man, you got it. $250. $250, yeah, you got
I'll
it.
I'll get you one right away.
Not allowed to trade jerseys either after the game.
So when they take pictures of them trading jerseys after the game, that's just a...
It was like a fine. Like, guys got fined for the Colts.
Oh.
For the Colts. We weren't allowed to do it, so we got fined.
I would say, I see players doing it all the
time. Not allowed to do it. Against Colts
rules. That's one of my favorite traditions. I like that a lot.
They don't do that at the Colts.
We don't do that at the Colts.
Who would you have liked to have traded jerseys with?
Odell Beckham. I would have wanted Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers game jerseys right there on the thing. Shane Leckler wanted to do a jersey switch, and I was like, I can't. I was like, I literally can't. It was like one of our last times playing. I told him I was going to retire.
Do you know how much the fine was?
Yeah. I would normally just blow through the fine, but it was something that was coming from the top down, so I didn't want to disrespect anybody. I was like, listen, yeah. I don't want to piss anybody off. I've already pissed enough people
from
off.
The very tippy top?
I don't know. It was talked about, it seemed... So nobody ever tells you who is doing what, but it always is kind of like...
Above my pay grade.
Yes, it's always like people are saying or somebody is saying, there's always like some word you just got to guess like in your head, like, okay, is that Gregson? If so, fuck him. But if it's above him, I got to really balance here. I don't know if I want to piss that guy off.
Yeah.
No. Pat, why are you treating New Jersey? I don't just give those jerseys to everybody, you know? You just want to give it away? Are you fucking kidding me, bro? Yeah, I'm going to find you. Then I'm like, okay, I'm not going to do that. But I don't know if it was from him. I was never told if it was the top down or if it was Gripson.
Better to assume, I guess.
I just said no. And then I would just mail jerseys to people. I'd buy an extra one and I'd just mail it to their facility.
Yeah.
I got those Texas Titans last year too, the dudes, right? I think I was there when they shipped you a couple.
Yeah, I got one from the Titans punter and the Titans kicker, Suck Up and Kern. And then the Texas, Shane Leckler sent me one, yeah. But my favorite is Colt Anderson. So after there was a big memo and a big meeting about not trading jerseys after games. It was like there was a time there last year or 2 years ago where every game everybody was trading jerseys. It became like the big thing. Like the internet loved it. Like, oh, boom, boom, there's photos everywhere. And then there was like a big cut down. Like, hey, we're not doing that. You'll get fined for that or whatever. Colt Anderson, the Montanimal special teamer, number 32, comes up to me and goes, bro, trade your jersey with me after the game. And I said, what do you mean? He said, we'll get a photo and everything. He was on my team. So it would have been me trading with like somebody else. And I said, then what? He said, yeah, just throw it in the laundry afterwards. See if we get fined for trading amongst our own team. And I was like, I don't think we'll get fined. He said, I think it'll be hilarious, though. And we went to go do it. And equipment manager, like a low-end equipment manager, somebody that was like a student ball boy, was like, I can't believe you're doing that. People told us not tell you not to do that or whatever. I was told to tell you guys not to do that. We're like, we're the same fucking team. Like, Colt was trying to mock the guy right there. And then Colt got scared that he was going to get cut. And he was like, well, the student guy. So we didn't even do it. We didn't even take
that
the picture.
That guy's a lot of fun at parties, huh?
Yeah. He wasn't around for long. He was only like there for like a week and a half. I think he pissed a lot of people off.
He had a lot of
fake answers to stuff. But yeah, it's a very all the little nuances in bullshit that's in the NFL is so outrageous.
Did they put these memos like in your locker?
Yep. Mm-hmm. In the locker, and then there's like a sign, which is so hilarious because there was a sign from the NFL. So the NFL controls some signs that are outside your locker room. In Twitter, they're like, this is a way to do a good Twitter in the NFL. And they're like, show behind the scenes stuff that isn't normally seen. Take shots in the weight room. Like, this is the NFL telling us to do this step by step. And then once I started getting fined for putting tweets out from football rooms, I slowly mentioned like, hey, you know, the NFL actually has a sign less than 3 feet from my locker telling me to do that. Next day, they had the sign flipped upside down on the wall, like flipped it over like it wasn't even there. I was like, that is hilarious that that's happening. So there's so much little bullshit behind everything that happens. Nobody even knows it.
Wow.
What else going on in sports world, Diggs?
RG3 said that his career, tweeted that his career didn't work out because Mike Shanahan didn't want him, and that's why his entire career crumbled.
Mike Shanahan was the guy, the coach whenever they traded 3 first rounders for
correct.
Him?
Correct, yes.
Oh, I wonder why Mike Shanahan was mad about that.
It's Mike Shanahan's fault he didn't replace his glass bones with adamantium. And
and that he had no idea how to slide or stay healthy. Or I guess it's Mike Shanahan's fault that
he's 27 and 32 other teams still won't sign him.
Yeah, but like acting like the head coach wasn't involved in the decision to trade 3 first round draft picks for him, right, and then realizing how big of a mistake it was, and then realizing his team was fucked forever.
Yeah.
Like not being able to understand why Shanahan might hold some resentment towards you for that, I think you should grow up.
I mean, and he was cut also when Jay Gruden was the coach, not Shanahan, so.
Yeah, Jay Gruden was like, fuck, you were Shanahan's, bro. I don't need to keep you around here. Yeah, you already fucked this team.
He was playing practice squad safety when Gruden was the coach.
We had Trent Richardson was playing like punt pressure at the end of the season for us.
And oh, really?
That was a good...
At the beginning of this year, he was playing practice squad for Alabama.
Yikes.
Well, yeah, you need versatile guys on the team. So
the more you can do, the more you can
but
do.
But watching that, watching the RG3 fall off was just kind of shitty. Just like,
rookie offensive player of the year.
Yeah, he was very fun
over
to watch.
Luck. Luck yeah, broke man. Only like a couple NFL records that year for being a rookie. Had Bruce Arians at the helm. Bruce Arians is calling a bunch of hold my dick plays where he's just throwing the deep ball to people.
The NFL was definitely rooting for him.
For RG3?
Yeah.
Yeah, ESPN was rooting. Everybody was rooting for RG3. Mm-hmm. Everybody, because it was a cool story. Kid out of Baylor.
Yeah.
He had that spread offense. He balled out in college. And then a team trades 3 first-round picks for you.
Big That's market team, too.
Washington, D.C., historic team. A team with a name that doesn't offend anybody.
Nope. Yeah, do you remember what the Rams did when they played Washington by any chance?
No.
After RG3 had fallen off a little bit,
they put the all three
players that they picked, they put them out as captains. I really enjoyed that.
That was Jeff Fisher, right?
Yeah.
That was the most notable thing Fisher did for the Rams, I think.
Yikes!
That is 100%. Try not to let Eric Dickerson come to the sidelines. Have a little respect for Eric D.
Huh, Fish? You got the team moved out of St. Louis into L.A., hadn't won since, and now you're kicking Eric Dickerson out of the stadium.
Eric Dickerson? I met Eric Dickerson at the club last winter.
He was here.
He gets down. Eric Dickerson has some fun.
That was like one of our first weekends here. I remember that.
They're like, yo, what up, Eric Dickerson?
That was the combine weekend.
Yeah.
You got old E-Dick in town. I mean, things are going to go down. E-Dick. Get thrown around.
Does he wear his goggles in the club?
Yeah, he did, dude. Because he was dumping champagne on bitches. That's the only reason why.
Yikes.
I can't spread that rumor. That was a lie. I fucking made that up.
Yeah, and I think the way you said it, you're going to take a little heat, too.
Yeah.
I think.
Oh, no. Just because of the goggles.
Just the way it went down, I think maybe he judged a little.
Little Wayne said it was a Little Wayne line.
Floyd Mayweather just went viral with a tweet or interview.
A video? Was the video of him in the club with all the strippers and the mountain of money?
Nope. But he should go viral for that.
Amazing.
He was in an interview talking about how, like, it was a business interview. Like, it seemed like he was really. It was a real interview. You'll find it on the internet right now. He's talking about how everybody, the hysteria in the world right now, about everybody's marching and protesting and nobody's worrying about them goddamn self. He said, you need to worry about you. You need to stop fucking marching for shit that you never heard of, basically.
In the video I saw, he was clearly worried about himself.
Yeah.
He was surrounded by like 6 women with the most shiniest platinum chain I've ever seen, throwing money into there, wearing a big long white robe
this
shirt.
This is in his
like
hotel? Chic, is this like in his hotel? Shirt.
I don't know. It was definitely like a Vegas strip club type situation.
Should be. Champ of the world.
I like everything he's doing right now.
Nightclub type situation.
He, in that video, he said, it's funny he said that. He said, a lot of people worrying about stuff. The people who should be worried about are me. Like, you don't have to worry about anything until you make like 300, 400 mil. He said, I'm the motherfucker that should be worrying about this stuff. It was pretty hilarious. But it's just throwing around hundreds of millions of dollars.
Yeah.
He's a good, he did it though.
Outfitted too. He looks the part.
Yeah, but he did it.
Yeah, I would too.
His entire childhood, he worked his ass off to become the best boxer on earth. He worked his ass off. You can't just be that quick and be able to pick it up in 6 weeks without years and years and years.
He started like 13 or something.
Yeah, probably sacrificed so much through high school, like weekends with his friends, everything like that.
The ability to read.
Reading. Yeah.
Didn't go to school.
Any reading class, anything. He sacrificed all those classes.
Yeah. But you can still look good and look stylish without spending the fortune.
Yeah,
That's what they've always said. Like, Floyd Mayweather isn't the only guy that looks good. I'm looking at a room full of people that look good right now for very, very limited cash.
I mean, that's what Movement Watch was founded on, was the belief that style should not break the bank. The watchmaker's goal is to change the way consumers think about fashion by offering high quality, minimalist products at revolutionary prices. With over 1 million watches sold to customers in over 160 countries, I think they know what they're talking about. Movement Watches has solidified itself as the world's fastest-growing watch company. Have a Movement watch, and it looks and feels awesome. Last week, a woman saw me wearing it, and she said this to me. She asked me these two questions. She said, how much does it cost, and where did you get it? And I started to tell her, and she said, you know, you should start saving your money in case something goes wrong with your car, your driver, your dryer goes out. You never know when something's going to go wrong, and you're going to have to need extra money. And I was like, Mom! Stay out of my business. It only costs $95 on MVMTWatches.com. I haven't lived in your house for over a year and a half. Stop trying to run my life. Movement watches start at just $95 at a department store. You're looking at $400 to $500 easy in a regular store. By selling online, they cut out the middleman and retail markup, providing the best quality watch at the best possible price. Classic design, quality construction, and style minimalism. Get 15% off today with free shipping and free returns by going to MVMTWatches.com/McAfee. The watch has a really clean design, and seriously, I've been getting compliments
ever since. So fresh and so clean, clean.
Dun, go to MVMTWatches.com/McAfee. Join the movement.
Ain't nobody fresh as me because I wear MVMT watches.
Ooh, I like it.
Ain't nobody don't tell me I wear MVMT
watches.
I felt good about that.
I like, and we are the freshest motherfuckers on the planet. Bye bye. Guys, smiling, ain't no need to panic. Ooh, ooh. I love that song. Great. I've been listening to a lot of Outkast lately, taking it back.
Oh, a little Southern Camp playlist of Cadillac.
Oh, my God.
That album is amazing.
I said, uh huh. Push that force.
Everybody move to the back of the bus.
Do you want to pump and strong with us? We the type of people make the club get drunk. Say, ah-ha. That song is unbelievable. I put it on my bike when I'm riding, and like on a country road here in Indiana, and it's just like a bunch of corn to my right, a bunch of corn to my left, sunset in the background, and then I got fucking Rosa Parks just on repeat. I'm like, this is okay. This is a pretty good little moment in my life. Let's go to the phone now to a guy who is currently playing in the NFL. He's a savage. He's a wild animal. He's one of my best friends. Calling in via Skype, this man has been on 45 football teams in the NFL. He's been cut 67 times. I've been intoxicated with him in numerous cities. Orlando, Miami, Las Vegas, you name it, Pittsburgh, Ohio, it just keeps going everywhere. One of my best friends, he's the starting center for the Arizona Cardinals, who just got a overtime victory over the number 30th ranked Colts last weekend. Ladies and gentlemen, Alan Quay, A.Q. Shipley. Woo!
I think we moved up to 29 this week.
How is it out in Arizona, man? Hot as balls. You got to win. That has to help a little bit, right?
I'll tell you what, if we had a loss after last game, there would have been a lot of sinking ships, I think.
Yeah, well, you know, B.A. is a tough head coach. He's been on this show. He's been very blatant, wide open, that he will keep it real, and he does 1,000%. What was the feeling after the overtime win in Indianapolis?
From halftime to post-game, I saw two different head coaches, man, I'm telling you.
Halftime was not good. First half, you guys
were... Halftime was not good. After the game, it was like all was forgotten. He was happy. Everybody was happy. He talked about it a little bit. All these teams that didn't like give him the opportunity, you know, I think he wanted to like stick around in Indy more, and then they didn't like want to pay him or something. So I think he likes sticking it to those teams, whether it's Chicago or Indy or anybody. So I think he really wanted that one bad.
Yeah, it's a good win. What is one angle he won at halftime? What was one thing that Bruce Arians could have said at halftime that you can tell the public?
I won't even say anything that he said. I'll just say the whiteboard toppled over. It
went. He did a punch of the whiteboard?
Yeah, I think it was a kick. I think it was a kick.
That is fantastic. How are you feeling this season? You all right?
Yeah, it's only 2 weeks in, so feeling pretty solid so far. Another 14. What is happening?
They're moving
who
a camera.
That guy?
That's a guy who works for us. They're moving a camera right now because... Man. This one's a camera right on me. Then we get a camera on you. This can all be watched on YouTube, by the way. Pat McAfee Show YouTube channel up and running. A.Q. Shipley, the first really on-screen guest.
And you look fabulous.
Yeah, he's coming to us live from a log cabin in Arizona. This is his office. It's got a wood background.
Faux wood. Faux wood.
You're not getting hustled. How's the body feel, though? How's the season feel?
It's going good, man. You know, it's a lot better being 1-1 than 0-2. So we're right in the thick of things. We got a big one coming up Monday night, so everybody will be juiced up.
Who are you playing?
We got the Dallas Cowboys.
Ooh. In Dallas?
At home. It's our first home game, home opener.
Oh, University of Phoenix Stadium.
Yeah.
I thought about hiring a crew of people and getting me like to work on the internet and getting a doctorate from University of Phoenix, by the way, just for future reference.
I think you should have done that. I think they'd put you on commercials.
Well, yeah, Larry Fitzgerald has a degree from there. He's all over commercials.
Bingo.
I'm assuming he really studied hard to get that.
Really hard.
Yeah. I need to hire a crew of smart people and just give me a doctorate through University of Phoenix.
Exactly.
Jesus Christ. Body feels good.
Body's feeling good, man.
That groin's all healed up.
Oh, yikes. That's from the side, from the crowds over there.
Yeah, groin's not feeling great, but we're just going to keep it moving.
How old are you?
31.
Does your body feel older now?
50. I feel right around 50 years old.
Do you get in the cold tub every day ever?
I don't believe in it.
What does that even mean? You don't believe in it?
I don't believe in it. So let me tell you a story about this, right? So all throughout college, my first probably 4 or 5 years in the NFL, cold tub after every practice, after every game. I was brainwashed, I think. I think I was brainwashed.
They do try to brainwash you with this science and stats and stuff. Anyways,
they do. On. And then so like one day, I think I was running late. I didn't get a chance to do the cold tub. And I went out to practice the next day, and I was like, you know what? I felt like shit for the last 6 years, and I still feel like shit.
So I don't think it works. I thought you were going to say you felt better. No, you're just like.
I just don't think it works. I don't believe in it. I do some other things. I like getting my body worked on, whether it's massage or getting whatever's hurting me worked on. I like getting – I use the Normatec boots, which I think you had a pair of those.
Yeah, do you like deep massage? Like what type of massages do you like, man?
I like deep massages. Yeah, I like deep massages.
Yeah?
Yeah, I don't know where you're going with
this. That's good. You still get massages on a regular basis out there in Arizona?
Yeah, I just go, I got a routine every Tuesday at 11 o'clock.
That's fantastic, Nurse. That's absolutely. Yeah,
it's pretty awesome.
Hold on, we got a full, you got a routine. What happens every when?
Every Tuesday at 11 o'clock, I do that. And then I, you know, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, I get my ankle and some other things worked on by our physical therapist. I do the Normatec on Fridays. So I got my own little routine that works for me.
What are these Normatec you guys keep talking about?
Kobe Bryant started pushing them.
Compression boots. So all they do is, you know, they'll start at your feet, kind of push all the lactic acid or whatever's going on in your leg, soreness up, and kind of supposedly out. It might be a brainwash thing too.
Yeah, as you were explaining it that way, I was like, man, that's what they say about the cold tub. That's what the cold tub's supposed to do. Is like,
tell you what, I bought that pitch hard though. Those
Normatec boots, every time I put them on, like I lose feeling in my feet. It's like they're asleep. My feet go asleep. My legs go asleep.
They tell me that's normal.
Yeah, that's what they said. They said that's how you're supposed to feel. I'll just lose circulation in my feet. That's good news.
Yeah. Then, you know, my dad's got some heart issues, and he had some fluid in his leg. So I was like, hey, maybe we should do these Normatec boots. First thing it says, congestive heart failure. Do not use Normatec boots.
Your old man, what a good guy. You took him golfing this offseason. Where'd you go?
Scotland.
You hit up all those courses over there?
Yeah, we had 5 really good ones. Yeah, all the ones we played were British Open courses.
How'd you shoot over there?
Best score was 82. Worst was 89.
Oh, you feel pretty good about your golf game. That's the way you said, oh, best 82, worst 89, I don't know, under 90.
I almost retired the sticks after that round.
Did you drown any? Did you throw any over there?
No, I didn't, but the 89 round was the most miserable round of golf I ever played. It was 50-mile-an-hour winds. It was at Carnoustie. And if you ever talk to anybody that's played Carnoustie, it's literally the hardest course on planet Earth.
Who?
Carnoustie.
I play at Windy Hill. Have you ever played John Daly's course out there with the stickers in Dardanelle, Arkansas?
That looked like a wide open course.
No, mountains everywhere. Stickers. You got to watch out for the stickers. Yeah, it's a tough course, too. They say Carnoustie and that one.
Carnoustie and that one. That's probably right.
Yeah. How many courses are there? Four over there?
So I played five.
How many nights did you stay there?
We were there for a week. And so first day we got there, we didn't play. The last day we didn't play. So the five in between we played.
Did you go out in Scotland and drink and stuff like that?
Yeah, we went to the pubs.
How was it?
It was awesome. I mean, you've been over to Ireland. I mean,
they called me a stupid Yankee like 45 times a night in Ireland. True story.
They didn't do that in Scotland.
Huh. Maybe it was me.
Like, welcome, Jan. I mean, that was super nice people.
You think it was me?
Yeah. Yeah. You have that effect on people.
I can be a little abrasive. What's going to happen with the Cardinals the rest of the season?
You know, I think we got to get better in a lot of phases. I mean, I think we got to do a lot of things better.
There's
no question about it. We played the first two games on the road. We turned the ball over a couple times. You just can't. We're not running the ball efficiently right now. It's just there's a couple things we got to get squared away. And if we get those things squared away, we got a ton of talent. So should be okay.
Is Larry Fitzgerald going to play forever?
Oh man, I don't think so. Man, I think. Maybe in another year or two, I think, for him and Carson.
Do you have an exact amount there? Is that a maybe you know? Are you just
no,
are you
I
breaking
don't know
news
I'm just,
here?
I'm just assuming. I mean, you can only play the game for so long. The body takes a toll on it. You lasted 7.5 years before it gave out on you.
Yikes. And I'm just kicking balls over here. Shots. It was kind of. You're making fun of my body there. Don't be body shaming me. Don't you be body shaming me over there.
Hey, I'm just joking.
Unbelievable. When's Andrew Luck going to play again?
There's no timetable.
We got a sundial.
One thing. He's not going to practice this week.
Nope. As God is my witness, you know as much as I know. That's what he said today to the media. The media said, have you seen him practice? He said, you know as much as I know. As God is my witness. Right there.
I'm gonna tell you what, man. I listen to your press conferences when I'm in the training room. People just go by, and people just lose it.
Yeah.
I mean, everyone from trainers, from players on our team, when you do those press conferences, it gets such a reaction out of everybody.
Everybody in the NFL gives me a lot more love than people outside of the NFL. Like, I get a lot of texts from ex-teammates. Equipment managers, trainers, people that I like have been cut from the team, people in other teams. They're like, man, these press conferences are fucking. Who other coaches can you do? Is what they're saying. A lot of people are saying, can you? Like, I can't get BA's accent. I can't get it down. I can't get it close enough. I can't.
It's like 9 accents in one.
It really is, because he would be a great one, because he keeps it real to begin with. So just adding on to that. Do you enjoy the fact that your coach keeps it real?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you're never surprised, right? I mean, at the end of the day, like, I mean, you've been in places before, I'm sure, where it's like, hey, you're great, you're cut, you know? there's no telling. Like, I mean, you know exactly what's happening, what's going on. He's telling the media. He's telling you to your face. He's telling the whole team in front of everybody. So you know where you stand.
How many times have you been cut or traded?
Oh, 14 transactions. I know that. I think that includes being re-signed too. So I think somewhere in the realm of seven or eight cuts, somewhere in that range,
Jesus.
Including a trade.
Jesus.
Was there ever a time during all that was going on that you considered like getting a side job on the side to earn extra money in between seasons?
So there was a point actually, right before I got signed by the Colts in 2012, I was slinging tires in Philadelphia.
What?
Why?
Slinging tires.
Dude, don't do
what?
That. I realize that maybe that's a strength and conditioning thing you did to stay
this
in shape.
Tossing
exactly
us?
I did. It was one of those things where I was like, you know what? Like, I know I'm going to get some cash here.
Yeah.
I can do this and get a sweat out of it, and then afterwards I can go get a workout. But it was like, I just needed something to do to keep me busy during the day.
Well, dude, if it does that, if that happens,
might not get a job again.
Yeah, if that happens again, do not work yourself to the bone like that, man. There's much better way now. Like,
he just set you up.
If you need extra money now, you should drive with Uber.
He just set you up hook, line, and sinker right there for a commercial. He just got you from another state.
A real serious answer for the fucking.
You're such a good guy. You gave a real answer. There's
I
no
got a
way.
Real answer, man.
There's no way you could have expected somebody five states over to be preying on you to fall for it, and that's what just happened. It happens to the best of us.
AQ, I'm very.
The bad part is that I literally was doing that.
All right. Yeah. Well, I apologize, but you should know that when you drive with Uber, it's totally up to you when you work. There's no one telling you when to come in or when to go. There's no calling in sick or having to schedule time off. You are your own boss. You take time off when you want, AQ. If you want to play with your kids in the park or play with other kids in the park, don't do that. Or have a date night or watch the game with your buddies. You can do it because your time is
your
time.
Hey, did you catch that, AQ?
What's that?
He said if you want to play with other kids in the park.
Yeah, if you want to play with your own kids in the park or somebody else's.
You're breaking up.
Yeah.
Breaking up.
Just don't do that. If you see a ball, don't pick it up and throw it to somebody else's kid. It's a different world today. Other parents will get mad. That's why driving with the Uber is the ultimate side hustle. You're earning extra cash when you want. Now, in addition to instant pay and cashing out up to 5 times a day, you can earn even more every week with tipping. You're allowed to tip your Uber driver now. Riders can send you tips right from the app, so you can add to your weekly earnings for the great service you offer. Earn extra money on your time when it works for you. Get your side hustle on. Sign up to drive with Uber today. Go to uber.com/drive now. That's uber.com/drive now. uber.com/drive now. Certain restrictions apply. See site for details.
Drive with Uber. Thank you, Uber. AQ, he got
hell
you.
Hell of a plug.
Yeah, it's they pay
a great
for
company. It's a great company.
Yeah,
ask Uber why they don't support the NFL anymore. Because I don't get an NFL credit anymore from Uber.
Yeah, we all used to get a free credit from Uber. It was like a gigantic day.
Oh, really?
Like one free ride?
Yeah, it was a huge day. I don't get it anymore. I don't understand it.
Well, I'm sure
maybe
there's
maybe they're telling me I'm on my way out.
Yeah, they pull your Uber. That's the first step to getting released forever.
Yeah.
Get back at it, Tire Slinger. Yeah.
BA being real with us again.
What are you going to be doing after you retire? You have any clue?
No. You guys got any openings in there?
No. Nope.
go back to slinging tires.
So you're married again.
Yeah.
You're living your life out in Arizona.
Hey, you know what today is? Rosh Hashanah. My wife's cooking me up dinner for Rosh Hashanah.
What was that?
Yep, Jewish holiday, Rosh Hashanah.
What does that mean, AQ?
Yep, Rosh Hashanah.
Yeah, that was last night, right? Rosh Hashanah was last night.
No, I think it's tonight.
Yeah, but this goes out tomorrow.
Yep, it's last night.
What type of meal is she making?
She was going to do a brisket, said it would take too much time, so she's doing some chicken dish. I'm pretty pumped about it.
What? So you get like is Rosh Hashanah like the Jewish Thanksgiving? Is it like a big eating holiday? What? Because we got a guy who's leaving to do dinner too. We got a guy.
That's exactly how I'm treating it.
What are you? Are you Catholic?
Yeah, I grew up Catholic.
You know, the world's supposed to end on Saturday. Isn't it, Nick? What's the story?
23rd, is that right? The 23rd?
September 23rd, the rapture is coming.
Yeah. I read that. I thought that was just a Facebook ad.
No, man, that's your religion's calling for that.
That's real, huh?
What is the rapture, AQ, if you had to guess?
A what?
The rapture. This is what your belief. This is your religion. What is a rapture?
I'm assuming it has something to do with the 23rd of September.
It's, I guess, whenever – what happens? People get plucked from earth to heaven?
The rapture is, in the Bible, Judgment Day, where the souls that have pledged their allegiance to Jesus Christ are risen into heaven, mm-hmm. and everyone else is left to rot in eternal hellfire on earth.
He's got to be reading that from his computer.
Yeah, he has notes. He has notes. He's reading from his notes. But the rapture, you have a cross tattooed on you. I assume you pledged allegiance to Jesus there.
Yeah.
So what happens with your wife, though?
Split religion in her family. I don't know.
So if the rapture comes, you guys never see each other again? It's over?
I guess they're taking me. She stays here, I guess.
fucking hilarious. What's the future for the Shipleys? Are you going to live in Arizona when you retire?
I love it out here. 90 degrees right now. It'll be 65 tonight. It's pretty awesome.
Oh, that sounds perfect. That's like...
Yeah, it's unbelievable. Like, as soon as the sun goes down, it's like the best weather on earth. And it's like that from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. once January comes around.
out there. And did scorpions scare you?
Got one in the garage right now. It's dead.
You killed it.
That was the first, no. I got a really good exterminator, but that was the first one I've seen in about
those things
over a year.
Those things kill people, right?
I don't think they kill people, but they definitely. You got to go to the hospital. I think they're scary, man. They're this big, literally like an inch.
And they send,
just ruin people.
What do they give you? Like the shits? What?
They make you like wherever they sting you, like that whole air, like if they sting you like right here in your arm, like your whole arm goes numb.
Oh, it's like cocaine. Like
what?
Don't be trying to find scorpions over there, man.
Hey, key bumps all around.
Scorpions. how much golf do you play in the off season out there? Every fucking day?
Yeah, pretty much every day.
Is that your favorite hobby?
I'm actually starting to plan where my next trip's going to be. I don't know where it's going to be. I might go to Ireland. Want
to
go?
I do not want to go back to Ireland. Stupid okay. Yankee, 45 times. You pick another cool place that's maybe like tropical, too. I'd definitely go.
I feel like all the tropical places are getting taken over by hurricanes.
Yikes.
Well, it's hurricane season.
Oh, yeah, it's hurricane season.
Yeah, I mean, their golf courses are ruined for, I mean, obviously a lot of other things are ruined, but their golf courses are gone.
Yeah. What about Guam or Fiji?
Do they have golf courses?
I'm 100%
certain. Yeah, the
Asian
tour is real big.
We should go to Dubai.
I love that idea, actually.
You know, you can't spit, you can't drink there, you can't do anything, but I'm betting their golf courses are incredible.
Yeah, they got to be great.
Got to be.
They got to be.
Got to be.
Yeah, we'll go.
All right.
We'll start looking.
I'm about done with this. You play Monday night against Dallas, home opener. How's Dallas's D-line? Pretty good?
Yeah, they're really good, actually. I mean, I was just looking at them on film. I hate watching film.
Why? Because it scares you?
Oh, it's really never as bad as it looks. You know what I mean? Like, you watch these films, and it's just like, God, that guy, there's no way anyone can block that guy. Then you get in the game, and it's really not that bad, but it's like, you watch these films, man. When you watch what they do to some other team, it's like, I don't know how I'm going to block this guy.
Just don't watch what they did to the Giants O-line, because that's a terrible film to watch.
It's a film I was watching.
Yeah, it's a bad film to watch. It's a
film I was watching.
Who's the guy you played against you said, holy shit, this guy's a different animal?
Linval Joseph.
Who's
hands
that?
Hands down, no question about it. Nose guard for the Minnesota Vikings.
Currently?
Just got paid $60 million this summer as a nose guard.
So what happens? He's like the next Albert Haynesworth? He just picks people up and moves them? What does he do?
He's long, he's 350, he's big strong. If you just look it up, seriously. It's a heck of a clip. You should put this on the trailer, actually.
he's producing. What does he have? What does he do? What does he do?
Before our game last year, the guy, you know the guy that holds the microphone?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He went running across like the tunnel right when they were running out, and he was the first guy out.
Oh, and he killed that guy.
Killed the guy.
Yeah, I remember that.
Remember that? That was him.
Yeah, he killed him. But he's really good at D-line, huh?
Yeah, they showed that like on the Jumbotron, like as like a replay right after the national anthem. I'm like, God, I can't wait to block this guy.
What about Aaron Donald? You happy he came out of his holdout?
I was really hoping that he would hold out the whole year. Clearly did not get the message.
Twice a year with him? Message.
Yeah, he didn't get the message.
We
got them in London, actually, this year.
What? L.A. and Arizona are traveling to London?
Yeah. Week 7.
Do you have a bye week afterwards?
Yeah.
You're going to need it. What is that, 11? How long is that flight?
We have a home game right before, too. So we go Sunday, and then we're leaving Monday morning, flying straight from Phoenix to London.
That's probably a fucking haul.
I think it's like 13 hours.
6 hours flight. From New York, so probably 11.
That's a haul.
It's like a 12-hour flight.
Japan is like 14 hours. One of the longest flights is like 14 hours. You guys are a long way away.
Long way.
L.A. and Arizona playing in London? That makes no sense.
Yeah, I don't get it either. It's the NFL, though. Highest level.
Have you ever played in London before?
No, first time. Have you?
Yeah, we played last year. We lost to the Jaguars.
Lost to the Jaguars.
Yeah, man. Before it was cool to do it. Like, the Texans did it this year, but, like, we did it before it was cool to lose to the Jaguars in London.
Yeah.
Yeah, Blake Bortles punted a ball into the crowd. Do you remember that?
I do remember that.
Yeah, that was against us. Well, that was against us. Full flight home after that. Full flight home on that in a box.
Did you have a bye week after?
Nope.
You guys turned it down, right?
Nope. We don't need a bye week. Sleep schedule will be fine. We'll just fly back and we'll get back right into it. That's what happened. Thank you. We lost to the Jaguars in London. We flew home. Saw the Northern Lights, though, on the way home.
That's pretty cool.
That was really cool. Out the right side of the plane, the pastor, Eric, came and got me. He said, hey, Pat, you want to see the Northern Lights back here? I was like, absolutely. He called it God's work. God's work. God's painting.
Yeah.
That sounds about right. What's
that, Bob? Sounds about right.
All right. You go enjoy your Rosh Hashanah.
Can't wait. You're going to go. I think they're going to win. I think they're going to win this week.
You think Penn State's beating Iowa?
I don't know.
Well, I did tell you that the Iowa student section and the entire crowd.
Yeah, yeah. You should probably save that for Saturday.
So the Iowa fan section.
There we go.
They wave at the children's hospital right before the game.
Mm-hmm. Which you can see from the stadium.
Which you can see from the stadium. Mm-hmm. So they're for the kids. And Penn State is also.
Yeah.
What is Penn State? What were kids you going to say there?
Fans of kids, we'd say. Yeah.
For the kids.
Yeah.
For the kids.
Yeah, you guys do that dance-a-thon. You raise a lot of money. And then there's that other thing, too. There's that other thing.
Yeah, that other thing. I think you're breaking up.
Have a good one, brother. Good luck.
See you guys.
See ya.
Late.
What a human, man. Absolute ridiculous human. He's one of the most savage humans on earth because, honestly, he just doesn't. He just does whatever he wants. He plays football. He has a good time. And every single day, he's just trying to get by to the next one.
I love him.
Every day. I get a text message from him every day. It's like, let's just get past this. Let's just get to tomorrow. Let's see how this goes. Great guy. Loves golf. Very thankful he came on here and chatted. Let's get to some final thoughts at Tactical Digs.
All right. This always sneaks up on people. Does anyone know what's in a month? Just a month.
Halloween.
Halloween. Mm-hmm. That's right. You don't want to be 2 weeks away and be like, fuck, I got to order a costume or something like that.
You're 100% right.
Start thinking. Yeah, it always sneaks up on people.
It does. Halloween pops up out of nowhere.
Because it's the first like holiday in a line of holidays.
Wake up, wake up, wake up. It's the first holiday.
So if you're like wearing something skimpy, you have a month to get in shape. If you need to order some accessories, you have a month to order it. Like, just get on it. I'm just trying to do a favor for everyone. And I'm looking for ideas if anyone wants to tweet me Halloween costume ideas. Thanks.
What a good idea right there to remind people.
Thank you.
Like that will go unnoticed,
mm-hmm.
like by a large majority of people. That was a very nice thing for you to do right there.
People helping people, Pat.
That's what it's all about. At Todd McComas, final thoughts.
Can I sing my final thought?
Yep.
Okay. Happy birthday to you. Mm-hmm. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Stephen King, Bill Murray, and Faith Hill. Happy birthday to you.
At Sean Latham, final thoughts?
My final thought.
Good for that.
I ordered my own breathalyzer off of Amazon.
Yeah?
And it came in handy the other day.
You're not even going to say happy birthday to Bill Murray?
Faith Hill.
And Steve.
Happy birthday to them. Big fan, big Seagal fan.
Stephen King.
That's on me. I
him
said
too.
Seagal
him
too. Seagal's that bad too. Anyway, sorry about that. You ordered a breathalyzer.
I bought my own. I ordered a breathalyzer off of Amazon because my plan is, you know, if I have a couple beers, I don't know if you guys. I don't know if you guys. I'm just basically. This final thought is hoping you guys will help me maybe decide if this is the right thing to do.
Mm-hmm. Like if it was like.
Listen.
If it was okay, just listen. You
yeah. So if I get pulled over, you know, and they're like, "You've been drinking and driving," I'm like, "Nah, I just had like one beer." Mm-hmm. And he goes, "Can you step out of the car?" And then he makes me do a breathalyzer, and I blow like a point, you know, 1.21 or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'll look at it. I'll be like, "Sir, what model is that?" And then he's gonna say it's the J912. I'm gonna say, "What year is that? An 05?" Then I'm gonna bust out my own my breathalyzer.
Mm-hmm.
fresh off Amazon, 2017 model. Mm-hmm. I'm going to blow into it. I'm going to blow a .02. Mm. I'm going to be like, sir, I apologize, but sorry, but I'm not sorry. Looks like you need to update your equipment. This is what I really blew. Have a nice afternoon.
It's like a
I'm going to be nice hammered at the daytime.
It's like a Whizinator for the breathalyzer.
Oh, I like that.
That's not a bad idea. Yeah. You just have to sell, just like in the Whizinator, you have to sell the dick. In this one, you have to sell the breathalyzer. This is the brandest, newest model.
And he's probably going to grab my model. He's going to go, well, you know what? This is a much cleaner model. It's got way less miles on it.
This thing looks like it was never used before.
There's no residue of other drunk assholes that blew into it, and maybe it's circulating inside of this old one still.
Hilarious. When I was in college, I bought a breathalyzer at a CVS called the Alcohawk. And whenever you pull it out, you go, Alcohawk! Anyways, biggest mistake I've ever made buying it, because we just got as drunk as we could and saw how high it everyone could go does into with
them. Yeah, it's a competition at that point.
It makes you drink more.
Yeah, unbelievable. At Nick Marotta, final thoughts?
So we talked the other day about Donald Trump's new nickname for Jim Kong, and I had this thought that you haven't officially made it in Donald's world until he's given you a nickname. Mm-hmm. So I wanted to recap some of the nicknames. Mm-hmm. One for 38 Kasich, Crazy Bernie, Crooked Hillary, Crying Chuck, Low Energy Jeb Bush, Little Marco, Little George, Lion Ted, Pocahontas, Goofy, Elizabeth Warren, and Rocket Man.
Rocket Man!
Elizabeth Warren sounds like a real name.
That's a real name.
Oh, but.
And with that, I wanted to sneak in a little quick update.
Time now for the Jim Kong update on the Pat McAfee Show.
That's expensive.
Make sure you get that in.
A North Korean defector has revealed Jim Kong has a gaggle of teen sex slaves.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Lavish caviar lunches, and of course we know about his gory public executions.
Yeah.
So she's witnessed a couple of these executions.
Oh.
And went into depth to talk about 11 musicians that were accused of making pornographic videos and how they were slaughtered. Their bodies were blown to bits, totally destroyed, blood and bits flying everywhere. The tracks of tanks ran over the remains of the bodies repeatedly over and over again into grinding them into mash.
Well, all right. He's a little OCD.
Wow.
He wants to make sure
Yo,
the job's done.
I don't want to make any more songs about him. This dude is ruthless.
This was after the anti-aircraft guns, by the way.
This dude is ruthless. So you're saying that this is not a song he'd probably enjoy.
A voice for the voiceless. Rap to this. R.P. and peace to the sea of Japan. I'm worried about the fishes because the little fat.
Now, that little fat man could be a lot of people. Let's remember that. It's not necessary. That's wild. He's like an ISIS guy.
Well, I mean, that beat's pretty fat. He might jam to that while he's got these sex slaves feeding him caviar.
He's living a life, that old Gim Chong. Jesus Christ. It's unbelievable. Rocket Man! Just fucking brutally murdering humans. He's a bad guy. Bad guy. Lunatic, though. And also one of the biggest trolls to ever live. So I guess there's some respect there. At the Jeff Vibbert, final thought.
Well, today we were working hard, and I found out that a while ago, Todd went into his room to clean it, and 86 popsicle sticks were on his nightstand. 86.
It's my record.
What?
What?
Mm-hmm. Bomb Pops, the red, white, and blue ones.
Four a night.
You just leave them there?
I was rebelling. It was after my divorce, and I was like, I'm going to do what I want to do in this room. So every night I would go to bed, I would carry in four Bomb Pops to my bed, set them on my nightstand, which was actually just a Tupperware container from Walmart, and I would unwrap them and eat them one by one before I went to bed, before I went to sleep.
You guys didn't realize that's where he got all his material from.
Yeah.
You know what speed you have to eat those at as well?
I was going to say, the fourth one isn't melted by the time you get to it?
No, dude, I eat them fast.
That's, what, 21 nights straight of four per?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I go hard.
I respect that.
We're talking about the frozen red, white, and boom.
Yep.
Yeah. Bomb pops, kid.
There was a time, like, if you walked in my house and got in the freezer, there was nothing but bomb pop boxes. And I'm not kidding at all.
Good for you. I respect that a lot.
There was a teacher in our cafeteria who used to eat one every day. Can't remember his name. I don't know. Can't remember.
My final thought is this. If you're a teacher, like, stop having sex with kids. Today, I read a story about a lady who was having sex with two students in the same day. Like, what are you doing? You know you're going to get caught. Stop sending photos. And if Jerry Thornton from Barstool Sports gives you a low rating, don't have your friends bitch at him for that.
Does that happen?
That happens in the comments section. And I'm sick of it. These pedophiles need to be stopped. It's been a great Thursday. Thanks to AQ Shipley. Thanks to at Tactical Diggs, at Todd McComas, at Sean Latham, at Nick Marotta, at the Jeff Vibbert. Saturday, I'll be in Iowa City for the Barstool Facebook tailgate show. I'll be in Lafayette for a stand-up event that is at Elliott Hall with, I think, 5,400 tickets are sold right now. Could possibly be 6,000 by the weekend. I cannot wait for the best Saturday of my life. Let's hope the Catholics are wrong.
Never have been before.
Never. The Catholics have never been wrong before. Mm. Let's hope that they're wrong, and let's have a great weekend. Actually, I'll be chatting with you tomorrow, but get excited for your weekend because mine's going to be fantastic. We'll see you tomorrow with another great conversation with some random, and yeah, hope you have a great night. Here on the way out for you to enjoy is just a song that makes you feel good, you know? It just makes you feel good. Apple did a good thing with this song, and I'm happy they brought it into my life. This is the next song I listen to after on the motorcycle after Rosa Parks.
Love this song.
Is this song not incredible?
Do you know when it first came out?
It was the Apple commercial.
Yes, it was during the Super Bowl.
Yeah, Jimmy Iovine, good call.
Didn't even really want to go. But if you get me out, you get a show.
How come nobody talks about this being like their favorite song?
I think it's because a weird dude was dancing on the walls in the commercial.
He was.
Turned a lot of people off.
This song just makes me feel good, though.
Wait for the beat.
Sean, you like this song?
I love this song.
And then.
Come over and catch me if you can. I know you don't have any other plans. Are you down, did it, down, did it, down, did it, down?
Such patience. Such patience. And then the whole world just starts banging. Wow. Just feels good. And then I transition into this one.
Okay.
Wow. It gets real serious. And then that comes on the playlist. I'm like, oh, wow, this all just changed real quick, didn't it? And then all of a sudden, this guy comes on. Patience. Daddy's across the ocean. Do you remember this?
No. Is this Korn?
Yeah.
Good guess.
My playlist has Down, Outkast, Korn.
Yo, put some System of a Down on there if you're going
to... I have. Just wait till you hear what we're about to go to next.
The electricity.
And if you put it on shuffle play, you have no fucking idea what's coming next on this playlist.
Toxicity, hopefully.
This is Korn covering Pink Floyd?
Yeah.
The toxicity of my city.
It's a great song.
I like this.
It's a really good song. I got some bangers in here, but it's quite an eclectic collection. You gotta wait for the music to start, obviously. What a song. What a song. Then we roll right into this. Korn to Coldplay. And I'm right in the middle of a neighborhood that has never heard Coldplay before on this moment. And I'm like, next, 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 what's happening? And I'm like, yep, but we're back. Boom. We're back, okay. And then we close it out with This Is My Normal Closing. You guys have a great Thursday night. I don't think that makes sense.
Ha ha ha.